from you we can do nothing, so we depend on you.
First, I just want to thank the people that are helping us. This stage of our ministry, we are so appreciative of the YouTube people, and I've just been overwhelmed with our letters. We were so excited. You responded and wrote us letters, and we want to hear from you. info@lahpc.org. That's my email that you can send your testimonies to, and I want to hear your stories, especially calling on the nurses in hospitals right now. Some strange things are happening in hospitals, and I know some of you are there, and you can tell me. I'm not going to read it for everyone to hear, but we just want to collect some pieces that we're hearing about, some things that we're finding very strange. So if you have some insight on anything, where you work, what's going on, and I know we have different countries listening, if anyone would like to continually send us emails and your story, we always read them and appreciate it. And the mission, some of you, we're getting some new listeners now because people are starting to ask questions. They're coming out of their bubble, and they're finding out there's some really strange things going on in the world, and they want answers. And right now it's hard to find answers because the news is so confusing. The news is so misinformative and confusing, and the goalposts keep moving. And so tonight I kind of want to bring a message to help you connect some dots. I'm not going to go real deep. I know some people are very vexed right now what's going on, and others are grieving. We're losing things, and there's a lot of betrayal. You thought you had friends, and we're removing the knives out of our back, and that's all going to continue to get worse. I have a feeling of what's going on in our world today. And usually I don't get titles, but today I did. Actually, it was the beginning of this week. All I heard was chaos. Chaos, chaos, chaos. So we want to talk a little bit about that and connect some dots. But I just want to say for the new listeners, my weekly messages share biblical truth, expose error, and provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path and fight the good fight of faith. That's really what we're trying to do here. And if you're unsubscribed or if you're subscribed to my channel, you can get unsubscribed just like that. They just have been taking people off. So just book it or go look it up every day, livinginhispresence.org, and then keep subscribing. That's what I do to my own channel. They keep unsubscribing me, so I know you're probably too. Some are not affected, but some are. But I want to start by saying I kind of modified something that I've had for years, and cast your care, especially coming out of this friendly fire, what's going on in our world today, the division. I wanted to read something, and I kind of modified it a little, but it's kind of based on 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And what are we are to do? We are to cast our cares upon him. And now this is becoming a daily thing, isn't it? Casting our cares. And that word actually means in the Greek, someone's carrying something so heavy that they have to get it off, and they threw it off to a target. And our target is God. We have anxieties and cares and things that are going on, and we have to constantly give it to the Lord. So this is about casting our cares, rolling things on the Lord, because the things that we're facing, we can't handle in our own strength. So we humble ourselves under his mighty hand, and we ask for his strength. So it's actually called, years ago it was called Let It Go. And I changed it to Let It Go and by faith put it in God's hands. There are people who can walk away from you. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. It doesn't mean that they are a bad person. It means that their part in your story is over. And you've got to know when people's part in your story is over so that you don't keep trying to raise the dead. That's good. If you're holding on to past hurts and pains, let it go. Cast it on the Lord. If someone can't treat you right, love you back, and see your worth, let them go. Cast it on the Lord. If you're holding on to some thoughts of evil and revenge, well, that'll get you nowhere other than bitterness, and that hurts you. Cast it on the Lord. If you're involved in a wrong relationship or an addiction, let it go. This is not the day to play games with addictions, with wrong relationships or any kind of sin in your life. There's a shaking and a purging going on. If you're holding on to a job that no longer meets your needs or your talents, let it go. That's hard sometimes. These are all hard things. If you keep judging others to make yourself feel better, let it go. If you keep trying to help someone who won't even try to help themselves, let it go. Lastly, if there's a particular situation that you are so used to handling yourself, and God is saying, take your hands off of it, then you need to let it go. Roll, cast, throw it on the Lord. We trust Him because we can't do it in our own strength. Amen? And a couple other questions that I just kind of wanted to throw in here before we really get into this is, why have we followed popular Christian leaders rather than the Lord when these leaders have taken us away from the Lord and put us into what? Formulas. Why have we talked ourselves out of the end times? Why have we talked ourselves out of deception? The false. Why are Christians abandoning their faith in the Bible and joining ecumenical movements? Universalism. The calling of all churches back to Rome in the name of love, unity, and peace. Why is the church silent on major issues like another gospel, covetousness, greed, preachers that are not preaching the Bible, watered-down Bible translations, and New Age mysticism? Why is churches silent on New Age mysticism in our midst? While church leaders are talking of blessing and revival, is Jesus Christ the only one warning us to watch and pray and not be deceived? Matthew 24, which we're going to turn there, and you can turn there if you want now. Why, if the true Jesus was hated and persecuted, why do you or me as his followers expect anything else? We've had it good in America. We've had soft persecution. Now in Matthew 24, in verse 3, and he, Jesus, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, this is his first response. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. What are we supposed to do? See that we're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And I want to tell all of you, the end is not yet. We are stepping into new systems, new resets, but it's not the end. But it's going to be a hard time for many believers. It's going to be a hard time for a lot of people. I think there's two groups of people in the world today. Those that have their eyes opened and those that don't. And those that don't want to see, they don't want to hear. And those that can see can't understand why they can't see. Because the Lord's kept you out of deception. He's opened your eyes. You've prayed for that. And he's given you sight. And now those words that Jesus spoke become more and more real. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. A lot of people have ears, but they don't have ears to hear. So it says here in verse 7, nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And I believe we are in the beginning of sorrows. The other thing, you can turn to John 8, but I'm going to go over a couple of things here. Only one word can really describe the condition of our world right now, and that word is chaos. In Ephesians 5:11, it says, take no part in the unfruitful, and I want you to see this, works of darkness. Well, the sad thing is in the churches, you never talk about the devil. They never talked about the works of darkness. So if you talk about the works of darkness, you're told you're negative. Well, sorry, he's a little negative here, isn't he? Because he says, take no part in it, the works of darkness, but what are you supposed to do? Expose them. How can you expose them if you don't know what they are? To expose means make known to the public, reveal the facts. To expose means to uncover and unmask. Wow. Take the mask off. Now, what are these works of darkness? Because we're gonna go into some of this tonight so you can see, morning to some of you in Australia, my Australian friends, other ones. I have friends all over the world now. It's so great. Works of darkness. Satan has a hatred for mankind. Why does he hate humanity? Because we're made in the image and likeness of God. So he's out to destroy, and this is what's hard for people to understand, these works of darkness. Satan has a hatred for mankind, and he has control over the wicked. And the wicked are doing bad things. And they don't do it most of the time open in public, although we're starting to see this, but they do it hiddenly, so their wicked plans are not found out. Because if their wicked plans were found out, people would rise up against it. He wants to be worshipped. His end goal, the end game, we know his Antichrist system, is he wants to be worshipped as God. In the minds of men, he has all the I wills, be like the Most High God. I will, you know, all the different things that he said, I will be like the Most High God. Now, researchers, and I'm not going to go into this, I could, but because we're not talking about this right now, but researchers are saying that they are reading in their own documents. We're talking about documents of things that are planned. They have a plan to turn everyone on Earth into a walking, talking computer that they can control through technology. At some point, people's body computers will be upgraded so they can buy or sell with a scan of their hand or their forehead. This is in Revelations 13:16, where you can't buy or sell. Are we starting to see this coming into operation? And how's this going to happen? Through deception, but it's also going to happen for your good. It's like, oh, this is going to be so great because you can just do this and that, and everything's going to be so simplified. You're going to have all your health records on. Everything is just going to be right there. Well, this is a prophecy in the Bible. And it's the number of man, 666. You can read that in Revelation 16. We're not going to go there tonight. But in Matthew 24, what we just read, the coming chaos was predicted in the Bible. And this is what bothers me so much, is that preachers don't want to talk about this because they don't want to scare people and they want people just to be entertained. But warning is preparing. It's preparing your heart. It's preparing your family. It's preparing for what's coming. And it's happening fast, isn't it? So the Bible talks about and warns of a game plan to move humanity into the future worldwide satanic kingdom. This is called the Antichrist system. In this kingdom, Satan will be worshipped. Revelations 13:4-8. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship the dragon whose names are not written in the book of life. Well, our names are written in the book of life. Hallelujah for that. And when you get discouraged, just think about it. There's coming a day. Our names are written in that book of life, and we're going to our eternal home. We're not supposed to love this world because the love of the Father is not here. You can see that Satan is the god of this world, and he's deceiving people, and he's confusing people, and he's getting them all to live for this present evil life, thinking they have no consequences. They don't need to repent. They don't need to turn their lives over to God, and they're living in a delusion. But there is a heaven to choose. There is a God to serve. And this is our whole point, is our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. But for those that aren't, it says, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Satan the dragon, whose names are not written in the book of life. So how did we get into this worldwide deception? This is what I want to talk about tonight. Now in John 8:44, we're seeing these systems now, the kingdom against kingdom, the nation against nations. How did we get here? How are we now in this year seeing so much darkness and so much tyranny? And people from all over the world are screaming out, wow, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm afraid, fear and terror everywhere. Well, John 8:44, here Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. And he's talking to them. He says that why they don't understand him, why they don't listen to him, why they don't obey him, because you are the father of the devil. And the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Now, Jesus is the truth. Yes. Flip that. Satan is a liar. Yes. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and he is the father of it. So here we see this deception. Matthew 24, Jesus said, don't let anyone deceive you. So we know the end time sign is going to be deception. So how do we keep our eyes open and know what to expose, what to think, how to believe? Well, deception is believing information that's not true. Deception hides the truth. Deception can involve propaganda. And I read a whole book on propaganda a couple days ago. And the head of one of the networks of news said, we will tell them what we want them to know. They will be told what we want them to be told. So this is called propaganda. And what is propaganda? It's communicating information, the news. The news that comes to you. Have you noticed the same news is on the same channels? There's a whole lot of control going on of what you hear and what you're told to believe. And only one side of the situation is told. This is propaganda. It's always been here. It's worked in history. And we're starting to see it again. Well, it is here. But deception can involve this propaganda. Deception can involve distractions. A circus, all of a sudden something's going on over here to distract you from what's really going on over here. Trickery, deception can involve lying, involve misleading, false teachings to get you to believe something that's false. This is all propaganda. And what's propaganda used for? Manipulate and promote beliefs to get the public support. Mass media to get mass results, the shaping of the masses. Propaganda, the news, the media. It can be in movies. We'll be watching something, there's an agenda. There's an agenda. It promotes one idea while downplaying or ignoring the big picture. Fact-checking. Who's checking them? Who's sponsoring them? Who's promoting them? They're shutting down the other side, aren't they? Started happening, well, it's probably been happening with the journalists for years that they could only report what they're told to, but it's now affecting every one of us in our daily lives. Propaganda is always pinning the blame on scapegoats. In propaganda, you always have to have an enemy or the game doesn't work. Pit this one against that one. And if you don't believe that, go study Germany and what happened. And we're starting to see it again. It always pins the blame on scapegoats. Why? To direct people's anger towards something. Rather than who's really pulling the strings, divide and conquer. There's a heavy emphasis on manipulation, using any means to accomplish its agenda. We are now into the Great Reset. We're into Agenda 2030. We're going to start seeing some things that we never thought we'd see. Things are going to start changing. We're not there yet, but we're on the way. You need to be prepared for it. It's a deliberate brainwashing to shape and mislead the public to a direct response that furthers the goals of the propagandists. Who are these people? The Bible calls them the merchants of the earth, the rich men, the controllers, the kings. Those that are in high places of rulership and authority, they're not following the Lord. Who are they following? They're not following God's plan. Whose plans are they following? So what's the result? Public opinion and behavioral change. We want the people to change, so we're going to do this. We need a crisis so that the public will respond in the way that this agenda is supposed to move, because if we told them what we wanted to do, they would fight that. But if we make them afraid, if we make them angry, they're very controllable, because when people are fearful, they don't think. And people today are not asking enough questions. They're swallowing hook, line, and sinker all this propaganda, and they don't think for themselves anymore. Thank God some of you do. But the information is spun to one side. You're only going to hear one side, one side. And they use symbolism, and they love to just keep repeating things over and over and over and over. Why? It brainwashes people. One example, weaponized fear and direct anger towards certain groups. We've always seen it, racial groups, this one fighting against this one, but now it's really coming to another level that we're starting to see the juiced against the unjuiced, if you know what I mean. All by design to cause division, confusion, control. Propaganda promotes particular ideas. Now in Latin, to propagate means to sow. So it's negative and it's dishonest. The synonyms for propaganda are lies, distortion, deceit, manipulation, mind control, brainwashing, and psychological warfare. We are all in psychological warfare. You need to make sure no one controls your mind. Watch what you listen to. Watch who you listen to. Watch what shapes your thinking. And why do you think the way you think? Because we are. We're living in a matrix. We're living in a world that's told that this is this and this. The truth is in our Bible. God warns us of the evil. He warns us of the deception. He tells his disciples, one of the signs that you're going to see, Matthew 24, is deception. It's spin and news management. Whoever controls the news can control people. Who's controlling the news? You go try to put a story out and see if it gets approved. It uses truth, half-truths, and limited truth. It's the abuse of persuasion. Think of that. It's the abuse of persuasion and clever deception to win over, convince, and convert. To win over, to manipulate, and to convert people to think a certain way. I can tell when I talk to certain people what they listen to, because they just vomit everything that was just told them on the news. I was like, oh, you think you're informed. If you're just reading the local newspaper, you're the most uninformed person in the world.
That's the truth.
They love their symbols. Stay at home. Do all these things. Think about all the symbolism we've seen in the last year and a half. Yeah. They use symbols or slogans, disinformation, false, incomplete, or misleading information. And the hard part, I think, for me is when they tell you this is going to happen and this is the goal, and then they change the goal. Yeah. They keep moving the goalposts, and there's so much fear and insecurity because the goalposts keep moving. Well, they have to move so they can bring in their new agendas. But if you see it, you can't stop it, but you are not deceived by it. Right. Because the Lord's warned you, and because you can see it, you're not manipulated emotionally. Now, what is chaos? This is kind of the thing I wanted to talk about mainly, is chaos. That was just an introduction. But our world is in a state of predicted chaos. What is chaos? It's a state of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So who's confusing everyone? God's not the author of confusion. What is confusion? It's disorder resulting from a failure to behave predictably. You're supposed to be behaving like this, and now no one's acting like this. We're confused. We're confused on what we believe. We're confused of what's going to happen next. We're confused about a lot of things. Chaos is also lawlessness. The Bible talks about there's going to be lawlessness. People are not obeying the rules. People are not obeying laws. People are just coming in from different countries now. We're starting to see globalism in the beginning stages of Agenda 2030, what we've been warning about for years and telling you, Agenda 2030. Do your own research on Agenda 2030. I can only do a little bit and I have to back off. I was like, I've seen enough. Okay. We can only take so much grieving at some time. But chaos, lawlessness, no order, great disorder, nation rising against nation, the kingdom of Satan rising up against the kingdom of God, right? And God allows this. And this is a time that people really need to witness. This is a time that we need to get people right with the Lord. This is a season, a door, because they're going to have questions and they're going to wonder what's happening. Now, the merchants of the earth in Revelations talks about the merchants of the earth, they create disorder. I'm not going to put this group and that society and all, although we could, but there's so many and they're merging together. This is the hard part that I had to discover a few years back, which I probably might not have recommended some of the books that I did back then, some of those YouTubes I did as I learned more. They have a dog on both sides. They control the race with the dogs, yeah. If you know what I'm saying. They own both sides. So if they want to pull it this way, they can pull it that way. If they want to pull it this way, that this is how long this Antichrist system has been in the works. We're starting to see things really manifest now, but they have been in the works for a long time. So the merchants of the earth, they own everything. They're controllers of the Bible says they're the merchants of the earth. They create disorder so the people will demand order. The price of order always comes with a price, a loss of control and freedoms. It's called order out of chaos. This is what I want to talk about for a minute. Order out of chaos. I've talked about this before, but people still don't get it. Because you almost have to do your own research to find out what this is, how deep this goes, and how it's such a big part of history. I mean, this is not something that just showed up. Example is, it's called the Hegelian dialectic. When Hitler burned down his own buildings in 1933 to blame on his political enemies. He blamed it on, you always have to have an enemy, see? He would later declare that, listen to this, terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Scare them. Create an enemy. Do what you want, right? So this is history. This is not just happening now, but, and also on the Economist cover, it says everything is under control. And look at, they got a big hand. They got a man with a mask and a dog with a mask on. Everything is under control. So we're starting, we saw this when this came out. We're like, whoa, we're about to see some new changes here in our world. So the merchants of the earth, they create disorder so the people will demand order. And the price of the order always comes with a price, losing more of our freedoms, control. We think we're being safe. And if you really look, and I've told you all along, this is not about safety. This is about control. So out of order comes this, and I was listening to one of these clips, and this, let's call him a bones boy, if you know what I mean, the bones boy. He said, we love to make order out of chaos. We love to have a crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Because in a crisis, they can pass laws, mandates, under federal emergencies, you cannot do under normal situations. So creating chaos, I just want to connect some dots to with some of you. Creating chaos and seizing power under so-called putting things back in order is a tried and true method of a couple things. Number one, deception. Number two, manipulation. It's the meaning behind order out of chaos. Deception and manipulation. And pray that this YouTube does not get struck down. I get shadow banned when I preach on this. That means you can't find me. So it's also referred to as the Hegelian dialect, after the philosopher George Hegel. Now, this is something they all implemented, Sigmund Freud, Lenin, Marx, all of them. This is not new. This is how they gain control and power. and they use the same methods over and over and over because we haven't been taught. We don't see it. But they really have no new game. It's just this, some things change, but this is how they create a problem. You get a reaction. Then they give you the solution they had all along. The problem they created, they have a solution for it. Wow, just out of warp speed. You first create the problem, then you get a reaction. You fan the flames to get a reaction. Then Johnny on the spot, you provide a solution. Ta-da. The solution is what was the agenda in the first place. But it wouldn't have been accepted. So deception and manipulation and fear and guilt are used to accomplish the agenda. I hate it when people lie and manipulate people. In the church and out of the church. It's just like people deserve truth so they can make choices. But when you put fear and you weaponize fear and then you pit people against each other and you don't know who your enemy is now you're fighting each other. It's just what they want. They love it when people are fighting against each other right now because there is the controlled opposition. They have two dogs in the game, two dogs in the race. So if it's controlled opposition, they might pretend they're fighting against something, but it only goes so far. Nothing really changes. Nothing really changes. Hoya, hoya, hoya. That's my old story. I'm not going to bring it up. Now, in 1984, Orwell described it in his books as reality control. Just keep people frightened, and you can control them. Use fear as a weapon. God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
He's given us 365 fear knots in the Bible. Why? Because he knew the devil in the end times was going to use fear against God's people and people of the world. So sad to see how many people are afraid to even leave their houses, to have any friends over. I mean, people are terrorized because of the propaganda. Chaos is required, so chaos is created. Are you getting this? Now the goal, order through guided conflict. Or chaos to keep control, using madness and fear tactics that demand a solution. This has been going on. That's one of their logos, order out of chaos. Engineer a crisis to fit your goals. Control the masses through deliberately created division. Us versus them. There has to be an enemy. You're the enemy. Do you see this happening? Racial things, I've always seen that. It's like, no, you're not going to pit me against them. They're different than us. That doesn't mean we have to hate each other. But this has been as old as turning people against the Indians, even in Lone Ranger and Tonto and that whole. It's always an enemy. In all the Disney movies, when I was like, why does it always have to be a wicked person? There's always an enemy, right? Control the masses through deliberately creating division, us versus them. An enemy is always needed. It's needed to get the plan. We thought all these enemies were you know, this is, if you start seeing this situation through the eyes of the Lord and through the eyes of deception, you can see the enemy working. And you can see the manipulation. You can see what he's using. His tactics, he might be doing different things at different times, but the tactics are always the same. Propaganda, flood it in the news, flood it, flood it, flood it. Spread it. Now we're in a world, globalization. Now it's worldwide. And the Bible says in Revelations, the whole nations, they'll be deceived through their pharmakeia, their sorceries. But God wants his people to see. He wants us to not be deceived. He wants us to have oil in our lamp. He wants us to not be afraid of what the enemy's doing. We don't fear him. We fear the Lord. I would rather fear the Lord who can throw me into hell than I am the devil who can just kill my body. But we're going to live eternally, so we got to keep focused on our eternity. We're passing through. We're passing through. Now, getting ready to close here, I think. And I cut out half of this, just so you know. I don't want to get too deep on people. I want them to see. There's so much more that I would, but I know some people can't handle it. But you got to know the basics of what's going on. This Hegelian dialectic, it's Marxism, social ideology inspired by Marx, used by Lenin. It's the way of getting power and keeping it. through what they've been doing for years, how they do it. The political left and right are pitted against each other for global outcomes and controlled conflict used throughout history. And I'm sorry if you're stuck in one of those paradigms. It was something to get out of the church madness, but then when you start seeing it, you got to keep going, folks, because some of you are stuck, and you got to see the deception is on both sides of this. Stay in the straight, in the narrow. Love ya. So out of its logo, it's a chessboard. The black and the white squares, they symbolize control, dualism, the game of life. Yin yang, all this stuff. You gotta have black, gotta have white. With this, it's like you gotta have a compromise of coming into the middle of this part, that part. The Hegelian dialect is right down the middle. Summary: control the masses who deliberately creating division or trigger a crisis problem that causes the people to react with fear and demand a solution. And I demand you get it too. See how people are manipulated? The world appears divided and chaotic because it's been made that way. Chaos. Order out of chaos. It provides distraction and cover for the wicked to put in other laws, plans, mandates, and executive orders. Remember in Daniel it says there will be changing of the laws? This is all prophetic. It is pathetic, but it is prophetic of... It provides a scapegoat for the masses who are now divided against each other. And we see that. We don't even have to talk about it. There's so much division. Problem, reaction, solution. Order out of chaos. The system of control that they always wanted. How are we going to get to this Antichrist system? Step by step by step. We're starting to see it implemented. We've always lived in an Antichrist system. But now it's coming more and more about control, controlling people. Laws are passed that could never have been passed without the chaos. They need the chaos to get the laws changed. Do you see it? I just pray God opens your eyes. I've been carrying this burden now for years that I've been seeing this. And it's so sad when people can't see it. It's like, Lord, how come they can't see it? And you start talking to them, they think you're nuts. Their eyes are closed. They can't see. And if you're hearing this and you can't see, pray that God would open your eyes so you could see the plans of the wicked. God doesn't want his people, number one, afraid, number two, deceived, and he doesn't want you caught off guard. He wants us to be prepared. That's why he's always had watchmen. And lastly, divide and conquer. The order comes about through deception, manipulation, fear, and anger, and the agenda, it's accomplished. We got our agenda now. We got what we wanted all along. We had to go through this, but now we got it. Then what happens? All over again. Yep. Now it happens for the next phase, the next phase. We've been living in this and haven't known about it. A quote from one of them, all we need is the right major crisis and the nations will accept the new world order, by David Rockefeller. All we need, listen to this. All we need is the right major crisis. Do you think we're in right now? Is this a major crisis? And the nations will accept the new world order. So what's the end game of all this? The wickedness, the deception. It's prophesied in the book of Revelations. If you want your eyes open, go read Revelations with new eyes. They want global government that controls the world, resources, while keeping the masses subdued and monitored through police state tactics. We've been under some police state tactics, but we're coming into some more police state. If you don't think so, look at Australia, look at Canada, look at New Zealand, and remember what's happening there eventually will come here because it's a worldwide now. It's global. Everything is global. You're a global citizen now. And that's why they're bringing everyone into our countries. No nationality. Everything is open borders and stuff because what we knew is normal before and different nations. God created the nations. The devil wants to destroy the nations. He wants it to become one, like the Tower of Babel. So the merchants of the earth welcome these moments of chaos, and they are opportunities. They call them opportunities. Listen to Carl Schwab on The Great Reset. This is a great opportunity to bring in the reset and to bring in new infrastructures, to bring in new technologies, the Zoom. Everything now will be online, the circular. Everything's connected. 2 Timothy 3:3, and I'll close with this. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. What are they going to do in the end times? Deceiving and being deceived. What do? We continue on with the scriptures. We're aware. We know what's happening. Our eyes are open, and we stay filled with oil, because there's going to be a day where people are going to come knocking and want your oil. And you know what? They didn't pay the price. They weren't prepared. You can't give them any. They have to get their own. You got to get your own walk with the Lord. You got to get your own life right. It's a good time to put away sin, put away all this stuff now, focus on what really matters. After our president spoke last week, some new mandates came out. People are furious in our country. They're taking either one side or the other. There's great divisions here amongst companies, corporations, all this stuff. And this has to happen. This is part of what coming into this new agenda is. And people that don't believe in it, it's because you haven't studied your Bible. Because your Bible tells you, doesn't say they're going to get better and better. And just be positive. Just have a good self-image. Just have a mystic experience and go to heaven. Come back and have an angel talk to you. That's all rubbish. It's all a distraction for what's really happening in our world today. These evil men and seducers are in the church too. And they're going to wax worse and worse, deceiving, and they're deceived themselves. They think they're going to heaven. Where do you think they're really going? They're in their living room. They're off on some familiar spirit or something. Yeah. We continue on with the scriptures. And what are the scriptures going to do? They make you wise unto salvation and faith through Jesus Christ, right? He's given us his plans, and he's letting us know the devil and men have their plan. Yep. They always have. There's always been kingdom against kingdom. But as these end times come into more darkness, the enemy wants more division, more confusion, more, what does it say, betrayal, hatred? Because you don't agree with me, blah, 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 blah. We're going to fight. We're never talking to you again. Craziness is happening. And the Bible says they're going to know us Christians by our love. Right now I'm saying, are you our Christian? You're so divided, you're acting like the devil himself. Too much propaganda. They're getting controlled by the... Don't let the devil take your mind. Don't let him have your mind. The Bible says don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Reading his scriptures. I'll read stuff and I was like, wow, is that for today? It's not an old book that's old, dusty, and it doesn't relate. Everything in there is for a reason. So, Father, we thank you for your instructions. And I just pray that people would see the plans of the enemy being exposed, of how the world we live in and the wars and all the things that have happened, all these chaotic events. They use these chaotic events to propose new mandates, new laws worldwide. They love the order out of chaos. But Father, you haven't given us a spirit of fear. You haven't given us a spirit of confusion. So we thank you, Lord, to see what you want us to see in these end times. And we thank you for preparing us. We thank you for a heart that wants to know truth. And Father, we just pray we're open to truth. For some of us that are stuck on these certain issues, that we get back and we follow you. We are led by the Holy Spirit. You're here for this hour. And we thank you for your anointing and your precious word. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main web page at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Jesus, I love you. so we depend.